It's like being assigned to eat chocolate cake. And I feel honored to do it because I feel that every review that gets any kind of attention is helping advance the cause of contemporary literature and helping keep the conversation afloat and in front of people's eyes. So I bring to it every bit of care and conscientiousness that I can. And I'm always disappointed if I see other reviewers using that very sacred space to trash a book outright, because trashing won't advance the conversation. It won't raise the level of discourse at all. You want to tell people, it's joyful to read. Keep reading. Here's another reason you should read. And even if you're critical of a book, which heaven knows I have been, there are ways of saying it that are gentle. So a reviewer, at least I have, develops a code for saying, you know, I have these reservations about it, but here are some of its strengths. John Updike made a great set of rules for book reviewers, which included, first and foremost, try to understand what the writer was trying to do. And if he or she doesn't quite fulfill what you perceive to be that intention, try to figure out why.